Welcome to Amici, news and insights from the New York Judiciary and the Unified Court System. I'm John Carr. Today our guest is Robert Piggott, Vice President and General Counsel of Phipps Houses, and author of the book, New York Legal Landmarks, a guide to legal edifices, institutions, lore, history, and curiosity on the city's streets. On February 27th, Bob will be part of a program sponsored by the Historical Society of the New York Courts on the history of Foley Square, a place in Lower Manhattan dominated by civic buildings, including the U.S. Courthouse, the Manhattan Courthouse, the Thurgood Marshall Courthouse, and the New York County Municipal Building, and many others. Foley Square, named for a Tammany Hall saloon owner, is familiar to millions of people, and not just those in New York City. There's a scene in 12 Angry Men with Henry Fonda on the steps of the New York County Courthouse. Foley Square routinely appears in episodes of Law & Order, often with Mariska Hargitay on the steps. In The Godfather, an assassination takes place on the steps of one of the Foley Square buildings. And there is even a Spider-Man scene shot in Foley Square. The program at the New York City Bar Association, which is on West 44th Street, will also feature former Court of Appeals Judge Albert Rosenblatt, President of the Historical Society, John Ritter, a clinical associate professor at New York University, Charles Starks, an adjunct lecturer in urban policy and planning at Hunter College, and Judge Dennis Jacobs of the Second Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. Bob, welcome to the program. For those of us who are not from New York City and are vaguely, if that, aware of Foley Square, can you set the scene? What is Foley Square?
Well, Foley Square, first of all, like most squares in New York City, it isn't a square or even a rectangle, but it's an open area in downtown Manhattan, bounded by Reed Street on the south, Worth Street on the north, Center Street on the east, and Lafayette Street on the west. But what's significant about it is that it's the locus of all the state and federal courts in New York City and other government buildings.
Was that an original plan for New York City? Was that always a government section of the city?
Actually, no. Foley Square was only developed beginning in the 1920s. Before that, most government buildings were either in or around City Hall Park. City Hall was built in 1812, and there's this nice triangular park below Chambers Street with Broadway on one side and Park Row on the other. And the original design was that you would just have City Hall in City Hall Park and a very nice fountain, and that's the way it was for the first 10, 20, 30 years of the 19th century. But then, and probably because it was a cheap source of land, more and more buildings, big government buildings, began encroaching on City Hall Park, and the original design was really marred. But by the turn of the century, around 1900, there were probably half a dozen government buildings in City Hall Park.
You said it was a region of somewhat affordable or cheaper land. That surprises me. It seems like a very expensive area. Not the case?
By that I only meant that the city would not have to go out and buy land or rent land for office space. They already own City Hall Park.
I see. Okay. So how did it become developed? Tell me about George McEnany and his role in making all this happen.
Sure. Well, when McEnany got on the scene, and this is the first few years of the 20th century, McEnany was a Manhattan borough president from 1910 to 1913, and from 1914 to 1916, he was president of the Board of Aldermen, which is a forerunner of our current city council. When he got on the scene, there were two courthouses in City Hall Park, the Tweed Courthouse, which is still standing, and actually it's quite a nice building, but was always very unpopular because of its associations with the graft and corruption of the Tweed Ring. So you had the New York County Courthouse, the Tweed Courthouse, right behind City Hall on Chambers Street, and you also had at the very tip of City Hall Park, you had a federal post office and courthouse where the United States District Court and the Second Circuit Court of Appeals met. But it was primarily a post office, and the courts were on the upper floors. So as McEnany gets on the scene, there's this perception that the government buildings in City Hall Park is overrun, the government buildings there are inadequate, and there is a need for something new. The original plan was to, or one plan that was considered, was to raise the Tweed Courthouse and build a much larger courthouse on that site. However, under McEnany's guidance and vision, the thought of building a new civic center above Chamber Street was developed, and that was really the origins of Foley Square. The first government building there was the current state courthouse, New York County Courthouse at 60 Center Street. And New York City had a court building commission, and they had a competition, and an architect from Boston named Guy Lowell won the competition and designed this very large circular courthouse that would have taken up much of what is now Foley Square. But World War I intervened, there was delay, there were budget overhauls, so the design for the courthouse was scaled back to the hexagonal structure that we now know at 60 Center Street as the New York County Courthouse. And that was the first government building on Foley Square.
Was it always known as Foley Square? And by the way, who's Foley?
Yeah, well, it's interesting that Foley has been memorialized in this way because he was one of several Tammany bosses, but not the most prominent one by any means. He was a saloon keeper, but he died in, I believe, 1925, and it had a profound effect on then Governor Al Smith because Foley had given Smith his start in local politics 30 years earlier. So Governor Smith was very attached to Tom Foley, and for that reason, I think the Board of Aldermen decided to name this new square where these government buildings would be Foley Square.
I see. Since this is a historical society event, let's discuss the history a little bit. What historic events have taken place, and what historic trials have occurred at Foley Square?
Well, quite a number. As I said, you have the state courthouse at 60 Center Street. Across the street, you have at 40 Center Street, you have the federal courthouse, United States Courthouse, which is actually now known as the Thurgood Marshall Courthouse in honor of Justice Marshall, who was on the Second Circuit in the early 60s, a judge there, and they've renamed it in his name. So from 1927 on, you had the state courthouse. From 1936 on, you had the federal courthouse. The federal courthouse saw such trials as the Alger Hiss perjury case in 1950, the trial of the Rosenbergs, who gave the secret of the atomic bomb to the Russians. Across the street, at 60 Center Street, you had, for example, the custody trial of Gloria Vanderbilt, which was thought of as one of the trials of the century. And, these two buildings have really become icons, and they've been used in so many movies. So you've had a lot of fictional trials. The trial of Santa Claus in Miracle on 34th Street took place at 60 Center Street, and there are a lot of location shots of 60 Center Street in that movie from the 1940s.
Huh. What's the significance of this area to lawyers and judges and the legal community?
Well, it's related to the significance of New York City to the world. New York City, by many measures, is the financial capital of the world, and some of the most important commercial disputes arise in New York City. Where is the Court of General Jurisdiction in New York City? At 60 Center Street on Foley Square. The Southern District of New York at 40 Center Street is the oldest and perhaps the most prestigious United States District Court. And where is that? At 40 Center Street on Foley Square. So it really is the epicenter of all legal and judicial activity in New York City. In some of the outer boroughs, there are centers like Court Street in Brooklyn or the St. George Terrace area in Staten Island, and then you do have clusters of courthouses and government buildings, but it really can't compare to Foley Square, either in terms of the buildings or what happens inside those buildings.
How do you expect the event on the 27th to unfold? What do you expect to come out of it?
Well, one thing that's nice is that we have a really diverse panel. I've been writing about old courthouses for about 5 years now in New York City, but we also have former Chief Judge Jacobs who will be participating on our panel. We have John Ritter, who is an architectural historian from NYU. We also have Charles Starks, who has written about George McEnany, who, as I said, spearheaded this plan for Foley Square. So I think we have a nice, diverse panel, each member of which will be able to contribute something different to the program.
And what's your interest in all this? How do you develop such an interest in this to the extent where you want to write a book about it, about legal landmarks?
I've lived in New York City for 58 years now, all my life, and I've always been a student of New York City history. And now I've been a lawyer for over 30 years, and it really happened almost by chance. About a little over 5 years ago, one summer afternoon, I was exploring the Sunset Park neighborhood of Brooklyn, and I came upon this spectacular courthouse that now is being used as the home for the local community board. But it was this majestic building, and over one door it said Municipal Court, over the other door it said Magistrates Court, and as long as I'd been practicing law, I'd never heard of such courts. Did a little research and learned that these courts were done away with in 1962, but before that, the city, they had been scattered throughout the entire city. They had these neighborhood courthouses for small civil cases and small criminal cases, magistrates courts and municipal courts, and this Sunset Park courthouse was just one of them, and that's what got me researching and caused me to form the view that there was a book here, and I came out with New York's Legal Landmarks in 2014, and I'm actually about to come out with a second edition, which will be about 50 pages longer, which has a lot of material that I learned after the first book came out.
That's fantastic. It seems like this is really kind of the center of justice in New York City.
Absolutely.
Bob, thanks for your time, and good luck with the program. Again, the Historical Society event is the History of Foley Square, and it begins at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, February 27th. For more information, check out the website of the Historical Society of the New York Courts. Thanks for listening to Amici. You'll find all of our podcasts, which now number more than 50, on the New York State Court System website at www.nycourts.gov, and you'll also find many of them in the iTunes podcast library. If you have a suggestion for a topic that ought to be covered on Amici or someone who ought to be interviewed, please give me a call. I'm John Carr, and I'm at 518-453-8669, or send me a note at jcaher@nycourts.gov. In the meantime, stay tuned.